Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of the most classic drum and bass and jungle intro moves, a filtered break that starts distant and underwater, then gradually opens up until it smacks you right into the drop. This is one of those techniques that makes your drop feel louder without you actually turning anything up. You're basically creating contrast. Dark and muffled becomes bright and punchy, wide and washy becomes dry and focused, and the listener's brain reads that as, oh wow, the drop is huge. By the end, you'll have a repeatable workflow for an 8 or 16 bar intro that feels properly DNB, tension, motion, and a clean handoff into your main drums. Let's set the project up first. Set your tempo to somewhere in that DNB pocket, 170 to 176 BPM. If you're not sure, pick 174. We're going to work in arrangement view, and it really helps to label sections so you're thinking like an arranger, not just looping. Make a locator for intro from bar 1 to bar 17, if you're doing 16 bars. Then optionally a pre-drop section for 2 bars, like bar 17 to 19. Then drop from bar 19 onward. Even if you change it later, this gives you a roadmap. Now grab a breakbeat loop. Amen style is perfect, but any crunchy break with character works. Drag it onto a new audio track and name it something like Break Intro. Click the clip, and in the clip view make sure warp is on. Set warp mode to beats. For preserve, choose transients, and for transient loop mode pick forward. Then set the envelope somewhere around 50 to 70%. That usually keeps the break punchy while still locking to tempo. Quick gain staging check. Adjust the clip gain so the break peaks around minus 10 to minus 6 dB. Don't skip this. Headroom is what keeps your automation and FX from turning into a distorted mess later. Now we build the device chain. This is all stock Ableton, and we're keeping it beginner-friendly and repeatable. On the break track, add devices in this order: auto filter, then saturator, then drum bus, then utility. Auto filter is the main underwater to full range sweep. Set it to a low pass filter at 24 dB per octave. That steep slope is a big part of why this sounds dramatic in DNB intros. Start the cutoff somewhere around 200 to 500 Hz. We'll automate it, so don't worry about the exact number. Set resonance around 10 to 20%, just enough to give it a bit of character. If it starts whistling, you've gone too far. Add a touch of drive, like 1 to 3 dB, and keep the envelope off for now. Next, saturator. Use analog clip mode. Drive around 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on. Then do the grown-up move, level match. Pull the output down so when you bypass the saturator, the volume stays about the same. We want more attitude, not louder so it seems better. Then drum bus. This is for glue and a bit of weight control. Set drive around 2 to 5, crunch around 5 to 15%. Leave boom off for now. In intros, we usually want to keep the sub and low-end energy deliberately boring. The drop gets to be the moment where the low end arrives. If things get too bright when the filter opens later, you can use the damp control slightly to the left, just to tame the top. Utility at the end is your simple control center. It's great for quick gain automation and width checks. Now the fun part. The filter opening. Hit it to show automation. On the break track, choose auto filter and automate the frequency parameter. A solid starting curve over 16 bars looks like this. At bar 1, you're down around 250 Hz. It should feel muffled and distant. Around bar 9, aim for somewhere like 2 to 4 kHz. The groove starts to feel readable. By bar 16, push it up to around 12 to 18 kHz, basically full open. Here's the key teacher note. Don't draw one boring straight diagonal line from start to finish. That's the number one beginner giveaway. Instead, make it musical. Try little phrasing steps. Hold for 2 bars, rise a bit. Hold for 2 bars, rise again. It's subtle, but the listener feels progress. Your intro starts sounding arranged, not just automated. Also, make the last 4 bars feel urgent. So, slow rise for the first 12, faster rise for the last 4. That acceleration is tension. Optional but very useful. Automate resonance a little. Start slightly higher, like 15 to 20%, then reduce it toward the end to like 5 to 10%. That way you get character early, but it doesn't whistle when you're fully open. Now let's make it feel big at the start, then tight right before the drop. This is the reverb trick. Create a return track, put hybrid reverb on it, or regular reverb if that's what you have. Pick a hall or plate style. Set decay around 2.5 to 5 seconds, predelay around 15 to 30 milliseconds, and a high cut around 6 to 10 kHz so the reverb stays dark. Set the wet to 100% because it's a return. Now on your break track, turn up send early in the intro, something like 15 to 30%. Then automate that send down so by the last one or two bars before the drop, you're almost dry, like 0 to 5%. This is huge. Early on, the break feels far away and atmospheric. Then right before the drop, it snaps into focus. That snap is impact. Quick coach note, what we mean by opening up isn't only the filter. A convincing reveal usually combines two or three changes at once. More highs, less ambience, and more transient punch. If you only do the cutoff sweep, it can feel like a simple EQ trick rather than a scene change. So let's add a touch of rhythmic movement. Optional, but super usable. Add auto pan somewhere after auto filter. If you want it cleaner, put it after drum bus. Now set amount around 20 to 35%, rate to 1/8 or 1/16, phase to 0 degrees. That's important. Phase at 0 makes it more like tremolo or gating than stereo panning. Increase the shape towards squarish so it chops more. Then automate the amount. Keep it low early, like 10 to 15%, and push it higher near the pre-drop, like 30 to 40%. You've just added momentum without adding any new drums. Now do a quick mono check, because wide effects can betray you. On the break track, set utility width to 0% for a moment while it's playing. If your break suddenly disappears or loses too much punch, you're leaning too hard on stereo movement or reverb. Bring down the auto pan amount, reduce the reverb send, or make sure the dry break stays centered. Then put width back to normal. Next, keep the low end boring in the intro. This is a secret weapon for making drops feel deep. Add EQ aid at the end if you need it, and put a high pass filter around 100 to 150 Hz for most of the intro. You can ease it off in the last 2 to 4 bars if you want the break to feel like it's gaining weight. But in general, don't spend your bass energy before the drop. Let the drop be the first time the full low end really arrives. Now we build the pre-drop moment. In DNB, contrast is everything, so we want a clear moment before the drop hits. Here's a simple 2-bar pre-drop idea. In bar 15 to 16, the filter is nearly open, reverb send is coming down, and you can add a small riser if you want. White noise works, a synth works, even a filtered crash swell works. Then, the last beat before the drop, do something that creates space. Option 1 is the cleanest. Hard mute the break for one beat. Literally silence. That silence is like pulling back a slingshot. Option 2, a tape stop style move. You can fake this with clip transpose automation. Over the last half bar, automate the clip transpose down by 12 to 24 semitones. While it drops, also dip a low pass quickly so it feels like it's powering down. Then on the downbeat, everything resets and the drop hits. Another advanced but easy variation, right before the drop, do a super fast suck and filter dip. Like, in the last quarter to half beat, automate the cutoff down from fully open to around 1 kHz, then instantly release it on the downbeat. It feels like a breath in right before impact. Now let's make the transition feel glued, because levels matter here. Your intro break should not be louder than your drop drums. So in the last bar of the intro, automate utility gain down by 1 to 3 dB, or reduce saturator output slightly near the end. The goal is that the drop feels like a step up. Then add one tiny marker into the drop, a crash, reverse cymbal, or small snare flam. Keep it simple. The filter sweep is the main story, not a ton of extra layers. Before we wrap, let's quickly hit common mistakes so you can avoid them before they happen. Mistake 1. Opening the filter too early. If it's bright by bar 8, the intro loses its job. Save the excitement for the last 4 bars. Mistake 2. Too much resonance. That whistly pew sound can start to feel cheap. Use resonance like seasoning. Mistake 3. Reverb stays huge into the drop. That smears the first kick and snare and kills punch. Always automate the send down before impact. Mistake 4. The intro is louder than the drop. That makes the drop feel small, no matter how good your drums are. Mistake 5. No contrast moment. If nothing changes right before the drop hits softer. Give a silence, a stop, a fill, or that quick suck in. Now a few darker, heavier DNB tips you can try if you want more attitude. 1. Try filtering into distortion, not just distortion into filter. In other words, auto filter first, then saturator, then maybe pedal with moderate drive, then EQ 8. Distorting a filtered signal often sounds meaner and more controlled. 2. If the break gets harsh when you open up to 12 to 18 kHz, tame it. Use EQ 8 with a small notch somewhere around 7 to 10 kHz. Or use multiband dynamics and gently reduce the high band by 1 to 2 dB on peaks, just enough to despit it. 3. Add a tiny air layer that only appears near the end, like vinyl noise or hiss, high pass it at 6 to 10 kHz, and fade it in during the last 4 bars. The listener thinks the break got wider and brighter, even if it's mostly the layer doing the work. 4. Foreshadow the drop kit. In bars 13 to 16, that one element peek in for a bar, like a closed hat pattern, then pull it away. That hint makes the drop feel inevitable. And here's a quick mini exercise you can do in 15 minutes. Pick any break loop. Make an 8-bar intro. Set auto filter low pass 24. Tweep from about 300 Hz up to 14 Khz over those 8 bars. Put reverb send at about 25% at the start, and automate it down to basically zero by bar 8. Then in bar 8, do either one beat of silence or a half beat, tape stop, pitch drop. Then export just the intro and listen. Does it build tension? Does the last bar lean into the drop? If it doesn't, slow the opening and reduce the reverb earlier. Let's recap the core recipe. Start muffled with auto filter low pass 24 and automate the frequency to open over time, ideally with little step-like phrases and a faster push in the last 4 bars. Use saturator and drum bus to keep the filtered sound exciting and controlled. Use reverb sends early for atmosphere, then pull them down so the pre-drop is tight and close. Add a contrast moment right before the drop. Silence, stop, or a quick effect, and keep your levels sensible so the drop feels bigger than the intro. If you tell me what break you're using and what vibe you're going for, like liquid, roller, neuro, or jungle, I can suggest a specific 16-bar automation shape and a tight FX chain that matches that style.